Well, good morning. It's Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News. I'm filling in for Ted this week when he's on vacation. So it's great to be back with you today. We're going to be talking about Fred Exchange. That's a local nonprofit that's building a startup community in the Fredericksburg region. With me today are Libby O'Malley, and she's the executive director of Fred Exchange, and Dr. Jean Wesley, who is the vice president for workforce development and community relations at Germanica Community College. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Susan.
Now, you are both, Libby, you're the executive director, and Jean, I believe you are on the board of Fred Exchange. And I also know from doing stories about Fred Exchange that Germana Community College has been extremely helpful and supportive. And in fact, the co-founders had said that without Germana, Fred Exchange wouldn't exist. So thank you for being here.
Sure. The co-founders are very nice, but we've enjoyed a great relationship with Fred Exchange from the very beginning.
I think that Germana actually should get co-founder billing status, because it would not exist without Germana.
So, well, tell us more, Libby, about what, for people who don't know, because I know that I attend Fred Exchange Open Coffee on Friday, so I get to know a lot. But tell people who might not know, what is Fred Exchange?
You are definitely one of our Friday morning regulars, and we love seeing you there and everyone else who shows up for coffee with us. What Fred Exchange is attempting to do, our mission and purpose, is to create an entrepreneurial ecosystem here in the Fredericksburg region, all five counties and all in the area, with the goal of having that accomplished by 2020. And what that means is an environment that's supportive of startup organizations, and not just a focus on technology startups, but certainly with an eye towards technology startups. We would love to see the next Google or the next Facebook or the next LinkedIn launched here out of Fredericksburg, but we're also focusing on other organizations that are starting up in the region.
From peanut butter places to coffee shops.
Exactly. And online digital news like Fredericksburg Today.
Thanks for the plug. And you said peanut places, that would be Sprelli?
Sprelli, Adrian Silversmith at Sprelli.
For nut butters.
So you've actually, FredEx, I should say, has actually already been helping local entrepreneurs either start or grow businesses.
That's true. In fact, as I said, Germana, as a co-founder, was the host of the first Startup Weekend back in June of 2013. So over 2 years ago, I would say FredEx sort of, staked their claim to the entrepreneurial effort here in the region by hosting that global event. We'll talk in a few minutes about the next ones that are coming up. But we've been at it for over 2 years and doing everything we can to be a resource to entrepreneurs and startups.
And one of the resources you provide are weekly meetups. So tell us about those.
We have a handful of those, and those meetups include our open coffee that you mentioned, and that's every Friday morning at 8 a.m., and about an hour and a half of camaraderie, fellowship, networking, information sharing. We bring in various presenters who talk on everything from how to do social media to where you'd go to get a business license. And then we also do a number of programs with Germana, our second meetup that's happening right now, and then we have a third that meets occasionally. The second meetup is called Fred Dev.
And it's a meetup geared toward developers and designers from around the region that come in and share information, and they come together with projects. There's a lot of exchange. Usually one of them will come in with a specific topic about what they're working on, and they all go away with a little stronger knowledge about their field.
And when does that one meet? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That meets the second Tuesday of each month, 6:30 to 8:30 at Germana Community College in Fredericksburg area here.
So for the developers and coders and programmer types, it's a terrific resource. You don't have to travel to Richmond or D.C. to congregate with your peers that you're probably sitting next to on Amtrak going up to D.C.
Lots of talk about technology and design.
And that was one of the ideas in the founding of FredEx and in creating the entrepreneurial ecosystem, was to get people off of the 9-to-5, or no offense to VRE, the VRE going up and down. Tell us about that. What's that vision?
Well, in this area, the regional outcommute is huge. We have a lot of people highly skilled that live here, but that are getting on 9-to-5, spending hours there every day. We'd like to make sure that we support the economic development of this area by spinning off businesses where these highly talented people can work right here at home. It will be great for this region and great for the employers and the employees here.
What is it about this region that gave you all the vision that it could be a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem?
Fredericksburg is really, we're uniquely situated. I mean, we're halfway dead center on the Eastern Seaboard. We're directly between Washington and Richmond. And as Jean mentioned, the amount of local talent here, technology talent, is staggering. And it is, frankly, it's a shame that so much of that talent seeps out every day and travels north to D.C. to all the defense contractors and the big businesses there that are taking advantage of our local talent. And so we have a number of participants in the FredEx community that are doing that commute every day. And we want to end that tyranny, the tyranny of Interstate 95. And so they banded together and said, let's figure out a way to get several big scalable companies here in the region. And in our efforts to do that, we've also attracted some other types of companies that will make use of the local talent.
And I want to give a shout out to the actual beginning co-founders, Christine Goodwin and Matt Armstrong, who, after some meetings for coffee and perhaps an alcoholic beverage or two, or an adult beverage, I should say, or two, a lot of this was brainstormed, thought out, and then we all kind of began to form together and started work on it. And after a year and a half, couple of years, we've made a huge difference in this area. There are businesses here now that weren't here before.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Give us an example of a couple of the businesses that are new to the area because of FredEx.
Well, it's neat. It's a real range. I mean, and it's also not just a range of types of businesses, but regionally, I think a lot of people think it's Fredericksburg-centric. But we've got businesses, for example, we've got Gail LaMorata, who's down in King George County with Freedom 8 Baked Goods. And her whole shtick is all of her products are free of the top 8 allergens. And so she's just a lifesaver to all these parents who have these kids with all these different allergies. And she's in King George. We've got a new company, Catalyst, out in Spotsylvania, that's part of the FredEx community. Got a great venue in the old Skateland building, for those of you who remember that. But some of our technology companies are PlantsMap. They're mapping the gardens of the world. 10 by 10 Tents is a resource that's sort of a matchmaker that connects vendors for events and festivals to the event and festival organizer. So it's sort of a match.com. Scrum Training Academy with our friend Linda Clevenger, and that she's really focused on Scrum and Agile development, and even support businesses that are happening in the region, like Story Collaborative, which is a company that provides marketing, PR, graphics, helps organizations and companies tell their story.
I'm talking with Libby O'Malley, Executive Director of FredExchange, and Dr. Jean Wesley from Germano Community College. And we're going to continue this talk about establishing a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem in the Fredericksburg region. I'm Susan Larson, hosting Town Talk on WFVA. We'll be right back. Actually, it's Susan Larson this week filling in for Ted while he's on vacation. I'm the publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News, and you can find that at fredericksburg.today. It's one of the first .today domain names in the world. I thought I'd be a little ahead of the time, but it confuses some people sometimes. We're talking today about Fred Exchange, also fondly known in the area as FredEx. And Libby O'Malley's the executive director. She and Jean Wesley from Germanna Community College were telling us about a number of the local startups that have begun and been inspired by FredEx. I'm sure it's hard to remember them all. I see you going, oh, I hope we're remembering them all. And one of the really exciting things I know that I have heard local entrepreneurs talking about is a new co-working space that's been in the planning for a while. Tell us about that.
Alyssa, I want Jean to announce it. Oh. She's a board member, and truly, because of Germana's involvement from the beginning, we have the name. We've scratched our heads quite a bit, but without further ado, Jean.
Do you want to give the drum roll?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Right, the name of the co-working space is The Foundry. The Foundry by FredEx. So we're very excited to announce it. And I'm pleased to say that the first subscriber to the co-working space is Germanna Community College. We wanted to have a presence there so we could be on site with entrepreneurs. We'll be offering some workshops there. And we're just very excited about this. And we're very lucky to have Libby O'Malley as the director there. And she's been doing great work as the executive director of Day Smarts, and will be continuing to build her own company, which is a regional calendar. And I believe that she just got a grant. Is that true, Libby?
It is. And thank you to shout out to our friends at the Fredericksburg Economic Development Authority. They gave 11 grants to businesses here in Fredericksburg that were brilliantly covered by Susan at Fredericksburg Today. And so, yes, I received a grant, and we, Fred Exchange, actually also received a grant. We received a sizable grant for $50,000 to launch the co-working space, The Foundry. And a little bit about the name. The Foundry, for those of you who don't know, Foundry is a place, a factory, if you will, where metal castings are forged, and we like the play on the words. We consider ourselves founders of various companies and startups in the region. The entrepreneurs do, and so it's a bit of a play on words, but it's also a foundry is a very industrious place. Lots of hard work takes place at a foundry, and so we sort of think of ourselves as the place where founders are forged. And so it's going to be an industrious place, but with a really cool vibe and all the coffee you can drink. And and contact us via the Fred Exchange website, because we have the information out about rates and membership and all the amenities that are available as being a part of the co-working space.
So you not only have the name, you actually have the space. I know you've been working on it for a couple of weeks. Tell us where it is and a little bit more about it.
Well, thanks to a very nice lease arrangement with the Smile Center, it's our landlord, we're located at the Gateway Village, which is sort of at the intersection of Plank Road and Gateway, which is a big landmark everyone knows, seems to know, is the Wawa is right there, and the old Carlos O'Kelly's, and
Gold's Gym
for the fitness aficionados. So we're right there in Gateway Village. We're within the Fredericksburg city limits, hence our ability to receive that generous grant from the city.
Perfect location, right at 3 and I-95.
Very
right
easy.
Where it crosses, right. So you can just think of that when you're getting off I-95 to come here, live here, and work here and found your business here.
Yeah. Now you might never have to get on I-95 again for the rest of your life.
Now, I know you have been renovating the space, and you were talking about you have a certain vibe that you're hoping to accomplish.
We do. We're sort of the inspiration we're working off of is sort of Levi Strauss. There's plenty of denim, and there's plenty of the corrugated tin or tin the stuff that you see on barn roofs, and it's taking shape slowly but surely. We've had some very generous donations of furniture. I want to thank our friends at the Clokey Group, who have stepped up and given us some great hand-me-downs. Germana, again, stepped right up, and we've got some fabulous furniture hand-me-downs. But we'll be serving coffee from our very long-standing partner, Blackstone Coffee. Will be the Java that we'll be serving up every day. And
we want to thank them for supplying coffee for Open Coffee on a weekly basis, and a shout-out to Paul's
for the
bakery
donuts.
That they bring in donuts occasionally. We really appreciate that.
For people who don't know, when they hear co-working space, explain what that is.
I'm glad you asked. That's, co-working is a concept a lot of people don't grasp, and it's very different from what other people might call co-located or co-share. And a co-share or co-located space are when you have a handful, two or three small companies who lease a space together, and they all have their individual offices. Maybe they have a shared receptionist and a shared copy machine, or even a shared conference room. And that's great. You'll see spaces like that here in Fredericksburg already. Regis is a big national space that is a co-located space. Co-working is different. Co-working is a very collaborative environment. There are no walls. The walls that we have at the Foundry is the conference room, which is available for private meetings. But the rest of the space is wide open. There's a reason for that. That's by design. It's to facilitate the flow of ideas and information sharing among the participants. And so you, in co-located or co-shared spaces, you may have a chiropractor next to a accountant, and they pass each other in the hall, and they meet clients in those spaces. Co-working is you'll have several groups of people sitting around a table riffing on different ideas, brainstorming. Lots of programming takes place, and that's really what the Foundry is. It's the clubhouse for all the activity that has happened to date with Fred Exchange.
It's very exciting because you can individual entrepreneurs can be at the co-working space, subscribe for a desk there, use that as their office. But perhaps in the next desk is a marketer, and you're a technology person, and you may not know a lot about marketing, and they may not know about technology. So mutual projects are brought forth, and founding takes place mm-hmm. beyond the original founding that came in. People support each other. It's very exciting. And one of the reasons that we also call this the Foundry is because this region is known for the founders, being the founders of this country. And here we're going to have founders that will be working together to spin off businesses and to produce exciting projects. So we're very excited about it, and Germana is happy to be part of it.
Are there different levels of subscriptions, or how does that work?
There absolutely are different levels of subscriptions, and we haven't determined if we're going to call them subscribers or members, but you can pop in and have be what we call a day visitor, and that's $19 a day. And again, you're going to get a great, comfortable place to sit, and you're going to have Wi-Fi, really, really fast, blazing fast, lightning fast Wi-Fi, all the hot coffee you can drink, and a place to hang out and get your work done, and maybe get away from the spouse and the children if you're trying to launch your company from home, or if you've got an employer in D.C. who is supportive of telecommuting, that's a great situation for a day visitor. And then we have all the way up to, for $199 a month subscription, you have a dedicated reserve desk that has lockable space so that you can put your laptop in there, you can lock up files and overnight, and various ranges in between.
And there's a conference room, of course, if you need to bring in visitors or have a meeting.
What about if you need a personal phone call?
We'll have two sound. They're very cool. I wish I could. The best way to describe them is they're sort of like the old school phone booths that you used to see at the airport. But these are sound. They absorb sound.
Soundproof booths?
They're not something. Not like Superman's phone booths where you would go in and change, but. So you'll be able to conduct phone calls, but we've got those sort of tucked away in two different locations, so that in a wide open space, there's no disturbing.
When we come back, we're going to continue our talk about the new co-working space in Fredericksburg. I'm Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today. I'm hosting Town Talk this week while Fred is on Ted. Sorry, Ted. I called you Fred. Ted is on vacation. And we'll continue our conversation with Libby O'Malley and Jean Wesley. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And I'm Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News, filling in for Ted this week. We're talking about Fred Exchange with Libby O'Malley, who's the executive director, and Jean Wesley, who is on the board and is also works with Germanna Community College in the Workforce Development and Community Relations. Very exciting news that you just announced this morning for the first time, the name of the new co-working space, The Foundry. And we were talking about that before the break. Libby, you wanted to give a few more details, like the guest, the registry, and some other things going on.
So we're kind of treating it like, you know, a marriage, or we're going off to college. It's exciting, and we need a bunch of great stuff for the space. And so we have been really supported by the community, and we're hoping that they'll continue to support us by gifting us, because we are a nonprofit organization. I want to make sure everyone recognizes that Fred Exchange and The Foundry are nonprofit, you know, is one big nonprofit or one little nonprofit organization. And we are soliciting both sponsorships and donations. And one way to donate would be just to send us a gift through our Target registry. I mean, we're outfitting this space. We're sort of setting up shops. So we need everything from staplers and scissors to coffee mugs and plates and coffee pitchers, carafes, that type of thing.
So you've actually registered at Target, so people can go and see what you need and then provide it.
We have registered for Target, and we can tweet the link to our gift registry and put it on our Facebook page, and you can search for us on the Target registry. We're actually listed as Fred as our first name, and then Exchange with an X as our last name, Exchange. For this, so if you're looking for us on a registry. And then also, besides the Target registry, we have for just various gifts that we're looking for, we've got some great sponsor opportunities for businesses who are looking to get in front of entrepreneurs and founders of companies. And I'll be happy to share information if you'd like.
Well, and I know also that all of this is so new that it's not even on the website yet, but eventually all of this will be on the website, which is Fred, F-R-E-D-X, with the letter change, .org.
Susan, you're hearing it first here.
I know. This is very exciting because I have been waiting for this co-working space. So to hear all of these details is very exciting. We need more time to talk about it, but I also want to make sure we get into another big event coming up. So before we leave the co-working space, it's in progress. It's coming to fruition. More information on the Facebook page, the website, but also what are your opening dates looking like?
So we're looking at a soft launch of mid-August, and then our grand opening for early September. So we are taking subscriptions and memberships now. So again, that information will be on the website momentarily.
And one other thing I wanted you to get in was you mentioned sponsorships.
Correct. Yeah, we've got a range of sponsorships. They start at $350 a year up to $2,500 a year. And you can literally sponsor a desk. You can sponsor a physical desk that has a plaque on it that recognizes your organization. You can sponsor our coffee mugs and have your logo on all of our coffee mugs. And we are big coffee drinkers in the startup world. You can sponsor our Wi-Fi or naming rights. So you have naming rights to our Wi-Fi. You have naming rights to our conference room. So your company's name will be on everyone's lips when they are like, where are we meeting? Well, we're meeting in the fill-in-the-blank conference room. Those two phone booths that I mentioned earlier, we will have sponsorship of those two physical locations.
I think we should contact the Doctor Who show to sponsor one, and we can call it the Fredericksburg TARDIS. What do you think, Jean?
I absolutely think we should do that. We should do that. What a great opportunity for people to put their names in front of a lot of active young businesses that are coming out, and people will be coming there and visiting us. We will be having workshops there. I think it's just a great opportunity to support economic development in this region.
And too. I know Open Coffee has been graciously hosted by the Center, which is part of the University of Mary Washington, but I believe Open Coffee will also be moving to the co-working space at some time.
Eventually it will be. We're working on getting our occupancy permits because we draw a nice crowd to Open Coffee. And we are super grateful to Carrie and Gannon Sims, who run the university's Center for Faith and Leadership. They've been our home for the last 2 years.
So if you're listening and you do want more information, that's another way to get it. Open coffee Fridays, 8 to 9:30 at the center.
Mm-hmm. Jean. And hopefully when we get our occupancy acceptances all set in, then I'm hoping that Germana will be offering some workshops on site there and certainly helping out with Open Coffee. We offer a variety of workshops, including mobile apps for businesses, branding, business 101, selling on the web, accounting for non-accountants, and various other accounting packages, Twitter for public relations. We offer all kinds of business online courses. We have a series in HR work. We're hoping to be intricately involved with the co-working space. And one of the things that I would like to announce is that Andrew Curtis, who is the co-founder and creative director of Vanguard Ideation, he has a series of classes that he's on the board of FredEx, but he also, of course, owns his own business and is a co-founder. But he's going to be offering a series of workshops on visual design for businesses, which is very important when you're beginning your business to have this. And some of his courses will be brand identity and brand strategy, understanding your audience with the web. He is an excellent creative director, and we're very excited about having him teach some of these courses, and certainly, hopefully, that some of these will be at the co-working space in the future.
Absolutely.
Now, something else that, before we run out of time, because we have another, you have a big event coming up very shortly, and that's Startup Weekend.
Yeah, it's neat. We've come full circle, and again, Jean and Germana hosted the very first one in 2013. Now we have... We're on the cusp of a new physical space, but we are still right there snuggled up with our friends at Germana for the next weekend date. So Jean can tell you more about when that's happening
and what it is. What are the dates of the next Startup Weekend?
September 18th. So it's the weekend that begins that Friday, September 18th, Friday evening, goes all the way to Sunday evening, where the final presentations are. And it's just a very exciting weekend. Libby has actually participated
I've actually two times.
And so why don't you talk a little bit about Startup Weekend, Libby, since
it is intense is an understatement. It is, first of all, it's a global event. It happens all around the country. It's hosted by a company, a nonprofit organization called Up Global. They do about 900 of these events per year or everywhere. And the weekend that we've done it in Fredericksburg, it's been hosted in Kyoto, Japan. It's been in Rio. It's been in Vail, Colorado, all happening at the same time. And we're all tweeting back and forth globally. But it's 54 hours, and it's sort of nonstop. It is an adrenaline just burst for 3 days straight. And how it works is you show up. If you have this business idea that's been kicking around in your brain, you pitch it to everyone in the room, and you say, this is what I want to do, and I'm looking to build a team. And we have mentors and coaches there that hold your hand, and usually what happens is between 25 and 30 people pitch their ideas. Then that gets winnowed down. About 8 to 12 teams are typically formed. Those teams are usually comprised of anywhere from 4 to 10 people. And you roll up your sleeves, and in the course of a weekend, you launch a company. You get your web domain set up. Some people have their website live by the day 2. You're out on the street making sales. And we had the wonderful Sarah Perry here in town with Good Turn Earth Company sold 1,600 pounds of dirt at $1 a pound, 1,600 pounds in one weekend, and walked away with $1,600 cash in her pocket.
And the start of a business.
And the start of a business, which is having its ribbon cutting ceremony August 1st here in town. So, I mean, truly a great startup weekend and Fred Exchange success story right
now. Now, if you don't have a business idea, but you are just either interested in supporting entrepreneurs or want to see how this works, or you have a skill that you'd like to share, are you invited to participate? How does that work?
Come on down,
because that's how the team is formed. An ideal team has someone that's technology savvy, social media savvy, a marketer, a business person. It can be an accountant. Lawyers come down to coach. It's very exciting, and just participating. And also, maybe you have an idea, but you're not quite ready to go public with it yet. So come to Startup Weekend so you can help someone else's idea, and what you learn that weekend is amazing. You come out being business savvy by the end of the weekend. You absolutely know what it takes and what you're missing and what the gaps are. And you come out, often people come out with prototypes at the end, with sales at the end. A very exciting weekend. We've spun off real businesses from this weekend.
And you also learn about a process or a methodology called Scrum or Agile methodology. And I mentioned the Scrum Training Academy here in Fredericksburg that sort of was launched by Linda Clevenger's exposure to the whole process of Scrum. And it's the whole Startup Weekend is run through a Scrum process. If you're not familiar with it, this is the place to learn, because it is the way to launch a business nowadays. And I wish I had known about it when I first launched my business 3 years ago, because it would have probably saved me.
What is Scrum? Is it
it's a process or a methodology and an approach to you take a step, you get instant feedback, you adjust accordingly, you pivot. And it's agile because you're moving very quickly in very short iterations or very short phases.
And so, this is like a lean startup methodology.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the whole way that Startup Weekend is based, isn't it?
Yes. Because you don't want to launch a company only to find out there's nobody who's interested in your idea or your product, and you've spent all this time and effort. And so at each step of the way, you're validating, you're testing, okay, I think this, I know this, and then I'll come to find out, well, wow, no, that's really not quite so. So it's very quick, short bursts of knowledge and validation, or as the case may be, invalidation.
And it's not rocket science. I mean, you can have an idea and come and be able to do it. And if you're a little nervous about it, we have a Startup Weekend boot camp that usually takes place the weekend before. It's usually a partial day. And in the past, Christine Goodwin has taught it. And she'll go through the various ideas, what you need to know, what you need to think about. She talks about lean startup methodology and the various processes that you need, and it's perfect launch into the Startup Weekend the following weekend.
When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about Startup Weekend and Fred Exchange with Libby O'Malley and Jean Wesley. I'm Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News, filling in for Ted on Town Talk, WFEA. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News, filling in for Ted this week on Town Talk. Today we're talking about Fred Exchange, the entrepreneurial community in the Fredericksburg area, with Libby O'Malley and Gene Wesley. We only have a few more minutes. We have so much information to share, but just to wind up on the startup weekend, what should people do if they are interested, curious? What do they need to do?
Well, first we want to say that this is a very special startup weekend, because this startup weekend on September 18th, we're highlighting veterans. And so we want to encourage all veterans to come in if they have business ideas, if they're transitioning out of the military and want to start up a business. This is an ideal time for you. If you're someone that has an idea about something, that a business that would actually help veterans, this would be a time for you to come. We expect our regular business folks to come in and do their pitches and start their business, but we really want to highlight some veterans things this time, so we're going to give some special prizes for people that come up with great ideas that are veteran-centered.
And you did say it's 54 hours. You don't have to stay up the whole 54 hours.
I will actually throw people out of the building at some point when I can't take it anymore. So.
But it starts Friday night, goes to Sunday night, and you mentioned prizes. There are awards given. Briefly, what happens Sunday night?
Sunday night's a great culmination of the intense weekend. It's a pitch competition, and so let's say we end up with 8 or 12 different companies. Each company has 5 minutes to pitch, and we bring in these terrific judges from around the country, some venture capitalists, folks who have had Google representatives, and you pitch to people who are going to really be judging your idea. And it's 5 minutes, and at the conclusion of that, the judges retreat for about half an hour and render their decision.
And any of the things that we've talked about today, perhaps Open Coffee or Fred Dev or Startup Weekends, and perhaps some of even the workshops, I have a way that you can find these.
Yay.
It's called Day Smarts. And where can you find Day Smarts, which is a regional calendar that makes everything easy for you?
Oh, Gene, bless your heart. Day Smart, thank you so much. Day Smarts is on the web. It's Day Smarts, plural, SMARTS.com. You can find that on the homepage of Fredericksburg Today.
I use it as the calendar on Fredericksburg Today because I really like the interactiveness. Other organizations can post their events and they show up on my homepage, and I haven't put them on because they've put them on. So it's a great resource. But you're saying that all of these FredEx events will be on Day Smarts.
Yes.
Or
are. They are, on Day Smarts right now. So visit that, but also visit the Fred Exchange website.
And really, Facebook page.
And Facebook page. And if you don't have a Twitter account, get one and follow us on Twitter, because that's where all the new information is happening these days.
Oh, and feel free to go to the Germana website.
Well, this is interesting because we have shared so many different names of people and companies and organizations, and it seems that FredEx really is about collaboration.
That is the value that we hold dearest to our heart, yes.
And that is very exciting. What else, just to wind up, because we have a few more minutes, and I want to make sure you get all the information out that you need to get out in our short time together.
Well, we just want to say that we're very appreciative for all our partners in this region. It's taken a lot of people doing a lot of work for the past 2 years to do this. Wanted to say thank you to our partners at FredWorks.
Max Lupton
is on our board and has brought a lot of skill for that.
And for those of you who don't, FredWorks is a maker group here in town, and they are partnering with Fredericksburg Academy and have maker events for people, and they're doing everything from building, they're doing robotics, really neat maker stuff.
They're also partnering with Central Rappahannock Regional Library. So again, what I'm seeing among this entrepreneurial ecosystem is a lot of collaboration, a lot of helping each other out.
Matt Norris has been very helpful and led Startup Weekend before.
Yeah, Matt's a three-timer.
That's the other thing, too, to mention is that if you've been to Startup Weekend before, people go again and again, not to just only start a company, but to just participate in the process, to learn for themselves, to help others.
Melinda May has helped me so much and the entire board with her expertise in accounting and finances.
I think we would be lost without Melinda and her finance background. She has been invaluable, as Jean said, helping us get our own Fred Exchange books in order, and she's been a great resource to the startup community. All these fledgling businesses who don't have a clue, she's been really helpful to them.
And Libby, you had mentioned something to me when we weren't on the air, just encouraging local businesses to check for local EDA grants.
Absolutely. I can't say enough. My grant came from the Fredericksburg EDA because my business, DaySmarts, is located in Fredericksburg. But most of, if not every single one of the counties also has economic development resources to help companies get a leg up. And if you are a new business or have a business idea, are looking at not just the EDAs in your county, but go to the Small Business Development Center. That our friends there have been really helpful in providing resources to folks, and not just coaching and mentoring. I mean, there are financial resources that are available to fledgling businesses.
And of course, we appreciate the Fredericksburg Regional Alliance, Curry Roberts there.
Big supporter.
And the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Susan lot of support. Well, I really appreciate you being with me today. Libby O'Malley, Executive Director, Fred Exchange. Dr. Jean Wesley, Vice President for Workforce Development and Community Relations at Germanna Community College and also on the board of FredEx. Thank you so much. I'm Susan Larson, publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News at Fredericksburg.today. You can find all of this information on Fredericksburg Today, also on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thanks for listening. I will see you tomorrow.